Let me introduce you to these fellows, to the Moe. One name is Addy, the other is Moe. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows, to the Moe. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Moe's just fat. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
All right, hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and of course we got the man called B here. Say hi, B.
Hello.
Yep. He's brushing his teeth right now.
It could be a while.
We also have the man they call Jeff here.
Jeff B. Hey.
The road pop. The Jeffy road pop. Jeff.
Jeffy Jeff is here, making his debut, and of course that brings up the question, what the fuck are you doing here, Jeffy?
Well, I got some ice cream.
That's true. That's at least we got some ice cream.
And the second question, of course, is do you plan to attend other pay-per-view events and ruin them with your presence in the future, too?
After tonight, probably not.
No.
I jinxed it.
It was right. Your fault.
Yes. There are some potholes on the road to WrestleMania.
But they're going to be in the fast lane to WrestleMania.
Oh. How so?
That's that pay-per-view, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. That's
now No Way Out. Because No Way Out, the Elimination Chamber is going to be in, like, June or something now.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to do, like, it, Money in the Bank, and SummerSlam is, like, a stretch.
So, back to the Royal Rumble. They fucked it up.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan, in number 10.
Out number 12.
Daniel Bryan, he whacked his way in, and he was whacked out.
Really?
And whacked out is a good way to put it.
Yeah, it really is. Eliminated just rather quickly, and like any other mid-card jobber, like no different than when Fandango was eliminated.
I think Fandango lasted longer.
Fandango got a couple of hope spots.
That's true. Daniel Bryan pretty much just eliminated, and then the crowd starts booing, and it shows a close-up on his face, and he's all sad. At least they lingered on that. Maybe the only thing I can say is the hope that this is part of a storyline to make him the underdog and have to fight his way back to the top.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
in a three-way dance. You got a chip on your shoulder there.
Is it 2014 all over again?
Seriously.
Potato chip?
Well, there you go.
Oh, delicious. There we go.
That's the only thing I can think of. Is it? But I mean,
but odds are more. It's just that he's not in their plan, so they eliminated him so they could move on. And of course, in doing so, they turned the crowd.
Well, and in they, someone did go to Vince McMahon. It was Vince McMahon was meeting with Gene Okerlund, and they're like, you know, that they're gonna turn on this, Vince. And Vince just looked at Gene, and you know what Gene said?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
And they decided to do it anyway.
Pretty much. They do not care.
Well, let's start from the top here. Let's talk about the barn burner undercard.
No.
That we had.
So the pre-show match?
I missed it. I was late.
Yeah.
So lucky son of a bitch.
You got the best view.
I kind of planned it that way.
What? Did not see the ascension?
You know what? You could have showed up just for the world title match and left everything else out.
I was kind of hoping I'd either miss the ascension or the women's match. So
yeah. Which is basically the same thing.
Pretty much. So it opened with a tag team match.
Yes, and a tag team won. Then it moved on to a tag team match where a tag team won. Then there was a chick tag team match and a chick tag team won. And then you had the triple threat match.
Well, you forgot the opening match in the pre-show, which was a tag team match.
Right.
Tag team match. Tag team won.
The tag team did win that one.
Yeah. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro beat the New Day. And the crowd hates the New Day.
Yes, they do. They
really, really, really hates them.
Yes, they are under the same thoughts that I am, in that it's a new gay.
That could maybe work.
With those outfits, it kind of does.
Yeah, it does. Well, that's actually the Barry Horowitz, Darren Young tag team.
Oh, no.
A Jew gay.
Oh, God.
He's done this like fucking four shows in a row and he still thinks it's funny.
Oh no.
So Cesaro and...
Nice,
and
don't worry, Kendall. You're anonymous. Nobody knows who you are or where you work, so... So, you know, there'll be no backlash.
Okay. Backlash?
That's a pay-per-view, isn't it?
We went to Backlash in 2004.
Yes. Oh, yeah, but I got it. WWE will never mention ever again.
Yes, when Chris Benoit tapped Shawn Michaels out to the sharpshooter.
Yeah, I thought you meant Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
And then Corey, your cousin, your brother-in-law, Corey, drove us back when we ran into Matt and Jeff Hardy and Lita at a Tim Hortons bathroom.
In Red Deer, yeah.
In Red Deer.
We were hammered.
And Lita was like, I got a book. Who cares?
So Lita was hanging out in the men's bathroom?
No, it was Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
And I come running out of the bathroom. Never mind.
All right, back to the Royal Rumble. Cesaro and...
Triple threat match was fantastic for the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, Ascension won, and we knew they would. It was a squash match.
Yeah.
The Chicks match, the...
Bellas.
Bellas won, and nobody cared.
The Jusos won.
They did, and nobody cared. It was a shitty match.
Mm-hmm.
They're...
Do you hear about the shitty tag team they're coming up with to face the Usos? Kind of that bizarro Usos?
I thought it was going to be the Ascension.
No, they're going to lose every... Well, sort of. They're going to lose every match and get pushed. They're called the Russos. The
who?
The Russos. There's his book over there.
Oh, no.
There he is. Vince Russo is looking at us right now.
Forgiven?
Forgiven, yes.
Yes, he has not Russo. Been.
Yes, we have not forgiven that motherfucker. we never will.
We'll talk about Russo later when we talk about the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But it's... Then the triple threat, which is really good.
Yeah, that's really the only thing. I mean, the thing about the... You just got to say, like, the... We were expecting certain kind of spots from the... Obviously, they did Miz and Mizdow stuff. There's a couple things we were expecting we didn't get. Still doesn't look to me like they're about to pull the trigger on the
liver spots.
The turn, but
not the dog spots, but some spots.
Some spots. I don't know. People like the Mizdow.
Lesnar
don't give a fuck about anything else.
Brock Lesnar retained the championship.
Mm. This was awesome match.
Yeah,
this should have gone on last, except for they wanted the camera of Reigns winning to be the and yeah they wanted that as the like the. The last image, and for the...
Why does that even have to be the last image?
That's what they wanted.
They're just going to take that image, though, and do whatever they want with it. It could be the first image.
It could be the first image. I know. I totally know. And they should have... The crowd... Because the crowd left, like, pissed, and, like, they didn't see a good show. Mm-hmm. If they had left after that triple threat match, they would have been like, what an awesome fucking pay-per-view.
I left Backlash pissed.
Yeah, so did I.
Of course, you guys went into Backlash pissed.
Really?
No, we only had a couple before, but
yeah.
We definitely left back.
Did you hear Addie's New Year's resolution there?
Oh, to drink more. I don't think I drank enough in 2014.
Probably not.
So I'll have to drink more in 2015.
So have to drink more. Which, is that even possible?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Now, if you would have asked me this in, like, 1999, I would say maybe not.
No. That's true.
2014, yeah, you probably could.
Could probably drink a little more.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if you had drank a little more, you would have liked the Royal Rumble match itself better.
No.
But,
no, we watched a lot of pay-per-views drunk back in those days. And
Those were better pay-per-views.
They were.
They involved the Big Boss Man and Al Snow.
Yes. Yeah. So when you're nostalgic for how great the dogs pissing and shitting all over the ring.
Yeah.
And you're nostalgic for that.
Yeah.
Of course, that was like the crowd's reaction tonight.
Yeah, they shit all over this. So, Brock Lesnar retained the championship. Great match. Seth Rollins had the spot of the night with the big elbow where he did not protect himself whatsoever.
Seth Rollins did not look out of place. Like, there's two guys who have main evented WrestleMania he's in there with.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this was a great match because you had the pure power and intimidation of Lesnar. The athleticism of Rollins and the heat and charisma of Cena. So made for like a really nice mix.
Mm-hmm.
And really fast paced. Especially Rollins got a lot of really great spots. And Lesnar was made to look like an unbeatable beast.
Mm-hmm.
Even at the end, even though he was out of the ring for a long time after this spot through the table.
Well, they had the stretcher and the EMTs.
Yeah. When he came back like, he's, you know, not mortal.
Threw Rollins around.
Yeah. At the beginning of the match, he just dominated the two of them.
Yeah.
Really well put together match, well worked, and just, terrific match. I mean, that match is so good that I can't hate the pay-per-view as much as I, you know, because I'm like, it's going to be one of the top matches. Like, when we're talking about best matches of the year, at the end of the year, I'm sure we'll be talking about that one.
It's the best WWF match so far this year.
WWE.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So far this year. It's been the best match.
It has. It has.
They've had like 8, but that's the best one.
Yeah.
That could last.
It could last a while.
Yeah,
it was a really good match. It was a lot of fun.
And then we go on to the Royal Rumble match itself.
Where they fuck things up.
Huh.
A couple potholes along the way.
Yes. What did they say? It didn't start off so bad. What was it?
You're talking about potholes. You're talking about R-Truth. He was in it.
Yeah, he was number two. Yeah, he was number two.
He's got to quit rapping.
Whoop, there it is.
Like, and it was too long.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I think they had time to kill, right? I mean, look at all the fucking...
And he was high.
Well, that's
true.
So
he lost track.
Hey, but at least he knew he was in Philadelphia.
That's true.
He didn't think he was in Green Bay this time.
No, that's right. That's right. He's in the wrong city.
And he said,
Green Bay, what's up? It's like, hey, Pittsburgh.
We're in Milwaukee.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't in Pittsburgh. You can't get them wrong, because...
If you were to give the United States of America an enema, you'd stick the hose right there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, dear.
That was a Bret Hart promo in 1997.
Vince McMahon used it himself in like 2008 or something like that.
Yeah.
Repeated it, thinking people had forgotten.
In 10 years, this would be great. I didn't forget.
Well, he probably came up with the line.
I definitely like the Bubba Ray Dudley entry.
Yeah.
With the taped glasses.
Yeah, he was Bubba. It's
stuttering Bubba, yeah.
It really came across to me like he's there. Not like a guy making a one shot. I think he's there.
Although
they let him around for a while.
He was in and out pretty quick.
Nah, he was there for a little while. He got his spot with Bray Wyatt, kind of like, you know, face to face. Because Bray Wyatt had thrown a bunch of people out and was dominating.
They fucked up a 3D.
Him and R-Truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
No,
and the crowd was chanting for D-Von afterwards.
Yes.
But the fact he's not there with D-Von made me think, like, he's definitely he's there for a while. Because D-Von, they might not take, but they take Bubba. And if they were going to just do a one-shot, you just bring them both in.
Well, you do have to pass a test before you get rehired.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe D-Von could pass said test.
No. Not like Ryback.
Yeah, if you're
there's
in.
There's no problem.
If you're already in.
No, you could pass it.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. But anyway, D-Von's not in, so Bubba Ray...
People
Bubba
were chanting just, for him. You know, he might be in. I could see it.
Well,
you had some cool moments early on. You had like a thing with the Wyatt family.
I just love that it's kind of cool. But Bubba Ray's in there, so who's he going to pick to get the tables? The other black guy.
He was who was in. It was a coincidence.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it was.
No matter if it's
R-Truth or D-Von, he still thinks it's Morgan Freeman.
That's true.
Hey, you know what? There is three guys that are unexplained. Well, one, I guess you kind of figured out by reading this. Three guys that were supposed to be the Rumble that were pulled. Justin Gabriel, who was released, and then lost Matadors.
Oh, shit. What happened to the Matadors?
I don't know.
Fuck.
Damn it.
I told you that's why it would suck. And Alex Riley wasn't in it.
Alex Riley said he was going to be in, and he wasn't.
Yeah.
And he wasn't an analyst.
No, he wasn't an analyst.
On the pre-show or whatever,
no.
So.
No. And neither was Darren Young, which was a surprise.
That is true. Well, he was with Pat Patterson. Putting the Rumble together, I mean.
You okay there, Jeffy?
Yeah.
You listen to the show sometimes, right? You know what you're getting yourself into.
Oh, yeah.
What? I didn't. He was just with them. I didn't say what he was
doing. No, I told you they were being an analyst.
I draw point A and point B, and you just draw your own conclusions. I'm a storyteller. That's what I do.
Sorry. Got your knee pads.
So Bubba Ray, we've established, is a racist.
It was Bubba Ray.
Well, speaking of which, we should mention this, because last show I said Heath Slater completely innocent. The charges dropped. Mm-hmm. Turns out that his charges are dropped for his sexual assault on that woman. Not because he's innocent, but because the statute of limitations ran out.
Okay.
So we'll never know.
So he's a statutory rapist.
Yep. I like you here.
Like, oh dear.
I can't believe I'm hearing. We gotta have you here every show.
I can make it.
I like to know when we've gone too far.
Just bring me some ham sandwiches and or ice cream.
Some noise.
At least we got some ice cream. Yeah.
Some noise.
The highlight of the night.
Yeah. You buy some Rey Mysterio masks from the Honky Tonk Man.
That's right.
Well, we're going to see him at WrestleCon.
Yes, we will.
Honky Tonk Man or Rey Mysterio?
Honky Tonk Man.
Rey Mysterio, we won't see.
Is he going to be out in the parking lot with some Gatorade and vodka?
I hope so. Like, with his wife.
Like he was here when he was coming to that show.
Yes.
Getting drunk.
At the Ogden Legion Hall.
Yeah. And he gets out to the show and he looks at the guy. And he says, he's rustling, he goes, so you know, if you want me to take any bumps, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
What's the other one? Oh, and we were drinking in that Legion Hall, because you weren't allowed to bring alcohol.
That's right, yeah.
Over. And there, someone come over, he's like, you're missing the Tatanka match. We're like, huh. We're just going to keep drinking.
I remember it was against Randy Myers Jr. or whatever. What's his name?
The guy that gave us Gold Dust phone number.
Oh, God.
Yes.
403.
Because we came out after drinking. The match was still going on. And we're like, ah, oh, fuck.
It's still going?
Seriously? Anyways, all right, back to the Royal Rumble.
Back to the Rumble.
So you had the Wyatt spots. Yeah, you had some cool shit. And you had some... Actually, it was
early.
The first 10
yeah.
spots were really good. First 12 spots.
Third of it.
And then when Daniel Bryan was gone, the crowd just went, talk about letting the air out of the room.
Yeah.
Like, just... They shit on it. They hated Roman Reigns the most of anybody because they knew that. The Reigns was the guy.
Yeah.
No Randy Orton.
No Randy Orton. They liked Ambrose.
They like Ambrose.
They didn't really like Ziggler. They liked Ziggler first, but then it was too... He was number 30.
There was a Let's Go Ziggler chant.
Well, but he was 30, so they were just like... Well,
they liked Ambrose, but the same thing. They only liked Ambrose for like 2 minutes. And then it was like, okay, at least there's somebody you like. And then it was like, oh, wait, he's not Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And this is like just putting it together. You're like, if you had left Daniel Bryan to be the last two or three, and he had been eliminated like a double elimination and then came into the ring, he'd been in there for like... 45 minutes, eliminated a bunch of guys, came in there, shook Reigns' hands. Everybody would have went, it's fine. But unfortunately, you had The Rock there to do that spot, to give the rub to Reigns. So even The Rock couldn't save it, because as soon as his music hit to come out and save Reigns from being beat up by Kane and Big Show after he eliminated them, and Rusev was still under the ring, what you had was the crowd was just, like, they popped for him. And the crowd realized, oh, wait, he's here to give the rub to the guy we hate that's not Daniel Bryan.
Well, no, the announcers fucked that up, though, too.
That's
like,
true.
Roman Reigns...
The announcers fucked something up. The announcers fucked up over 1,413 things tonight.
I believe I counted these things that the announcers fucked up. 93,173. And then they fucked up two more things, so 175.
Hey, remember they gave the total amount of people who watched the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, what'd they say? 822,000 people had watched the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 24 if you include you and I.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably 24 and a half because I'm fat.
It's true. That's true. And then, but you could have Chorizo couldn't make it.
Not a half.
Well, according to Addy, I'm like three or four.
No.
Three or four. But
don't listen to Addy.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He is a dick.
In that regard, he is.
He is a dick. You got to keep that
Mo
up.
Mo was going to go as King Kong Bundy for Halloween, but he couldn't lose enough weight.
Oh, that's mean.
Seriously, I would go as him. Man who demands a five?
That's true.
I want five.
I'll go as Richard Pryor. We'll be moving.
Richard, the best part of the movie, that movie rules, because of the one part where Richard Pryor's sitting there and he's really mad at somebody, and he goes, fuck you, and he holds up the index finger, and then the finger, but he doesn't know what finger to give because he's such a laid-back guy, and he's like, fuck you, fuck you, motherfucker, fuck you, the wrong finger the whole time.
I remember it's like the funniest scene in history. Like, I remember the movie as a kid.
Yeah. It's a shitty movie, but that scene is great.
But you must figure, though, with Daniel Bryan, they must be doing some sort of underdog angle. Otherwise, why even bother having him in
the middle? Thing is, though, if they're going to do an underdog angle, then make it an obvious story.
Yeah.
Instead, it was just like, he was eliminated with the same amount of...
They did go on him that he was like...
They held the camera. They held the camera like he was sad.
Yeah.
He had the boo-boo face, like, extra long. But the truth is, as far as the elimination and the amount of spots he got and how it was and how... Like, everything, like I say, it's no different than him and Kofi Kingston. Like, in fact, Kofi Kingston's Kofi spot this year was the best one ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was out the ring. Adam Rose came in. He fell into the Rosebuds. They walked around the ring and threw him back in. Like, what an athletic feat.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't even really use his feet.
Mm. No. Or his brains.
Well, he did a couple near eliminations.
Wow, whatever.
Yeah. But he usually does, like, the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do anything super this year.
But no, and
but yeah, I mean, his elimination no different than the elimination of, like,
yeah,
you know, like
Jack Swagger.
Jack Swagger, yeah. Like, it was really like just a guy.
Yeah, he got one over the top, and then Bray Wyatt kicked him out, and he was out. Yeah. Wyatt had the eliminations. I think he had, what, like 7 eliminations, I think?
Something like that. He had a bunch, yeah.
And
yeah.
Kane broke and the most elimination time. Thing.
Yeah, he broke the record. He ends up, he's at 40 now or something.
42 like that. Or 41, something. Yeah.
42. And then, 42, I think, yeah.
And then, but yeah, the end was just weird because Roman Reigns, it's down to, like, Rusev gets knocked out and they're supposed to forget him.
Yes.
And so he's out through the middle rope or bottom rope or whatever, and he's out of the ring, so no one
after
knows.
After this spear thing, that yeah. It was a hell of a spear.
Oh, yeah. And it's Ambrose and Rollins.
Reigns is bleeding from the mouth.
Yeah, Ambrose and Reigns against Kane and Big Show. So then you get...
Well, Kane and Big Show knocked out, first off, they knocked out Ziggler, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
just like
right.
Tossed him out like nothing.
Tossed him out, and they punched out Ambrose and did the same thing to him.
And they did it to Bray.
They did it to Bray, yeah.
Yeah, and he just tossed Darian Murray like that, like a sack of wet somehow. Yeah.
And then Roman makes the comeback, flips the two guys over the top rope, Kane and Big Show, over the top rope. And then and they're like, Roman Reigns has won! Roman Reigns has done it! And
the crowd is booing like motherfuckers.
No music, they're booing like motherfuckers. Kane and Big Show, because they land on their feet, they both look at each other, go back in the ring, start beating the fuck out of Reigns. Nobody gives a fuck. The announcers have no idea what's going on.
Wait a second, before you keep going, I just noticed, Jeffy, you're on the show, I don't think you've said fuck yet.
Oh, fuck.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Now you fit in. All right. Go ahead. So anyways, nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck. And then...
That's true. Sorry, I'm too clean.
But, if you want to be on the show, we can't have that.
Go on. You told us you'd say fuck on the show, now say fuck.
Jesus, fuck! But the fucking... throws them over, they land on their feet, so then they go back in, they start beating the shit out of them, and then that's when the Rock's music hits, gets a pop, but then they realize what's going to happen, and then they immediately shit on it, and then Rock comes in, starts beating the shit out of Big Show and Kane, and then Reigns comes in with a Superman punch or whatever, and then...
Yeah.
But the crowd does not care at all for Rock's offense, because they're just
because
pissed.
Because he's helping a guy they don't want to win.
And then they clear the ring, Rock gets out
a lot of
the
Daniel
ring.
Bryan chants, a CM Punk chant.
We
even.
Want Rusev, they said.
There was a We Want Devon chant again.
Yes.
There was even a We Want Rusev. Like, they would have cheered Rusev over Reigns.
Yeah.
That's how, you know...
Yeah, because they knew.
Yeah.
And at this point, we didn't know Rusev was...
we had forgotten.
I forgot. Yeah.
Like, at one point, because...
Which is good. That was what they wanted you to do. Like,
this booking was so bad, at first I thought they were chanting, "We want Russo." But then...
There's no way they would chant that. Though, Fire Russo I could have seen.
Yeah, that's true. Fire Russo would have been an appropriate
Fire Russo
chant,
would have been
actually.
An appropriate chant on this night.
But they
in fact, you can feel free to chant that tomorrow night if you're there.
Yeah.
Because it feels like, you know...
But the thing is that...
Reigns tomorrow is going to be booed, like, and it's live, and he's their guy, and Vince isn't going to understand it, and it's going
to
be...
Will Rock be there to put him over, you think?
Doesn't matter.
I think he will.
Oh, I
sure
think so,
will.
Too, and I don't think it matters.
No, I don't think it matters.
Well, he even brought out the authority at the end to get some more...
But again, the crowd was just...
And again, and the other thing is, because Daniel, whether they want to or not, they're just making people want Daniel Bryan more.
Yeah.
They're making him a bigger underdog, and because it's real, they're just making everybody pick him more. Like,
yeah.
Because they're like, you're... But, I mean... This happened last year, and they didn't learn a fucking thing from it.
No,
well, I say learned a lot from it. Maybe this is their plan.
No,
I know.
No,
I know.
You're giving them credit.
I know.
Something. What are you doing? You said the word plan.
No, it was just so fucking like it was. They were, the crowd was just.
Just fuck.
But the crowd, the crowd was just out of it. They didn't give a fuck.
No, and they did not.
Nothing that was going on. They were just like, man, whatever.
Yeah, they weren't even booing as
they
much
were like
as
grumbling.
Last year.
They were like it was like just, it was like a bunch of people were talking to each other, going, "Do you believe they fucking did this?" Like,
yeah, it was more like
talking about like there's
like say the air went out of the room, the air went out of the tire. They were like whatever you want to say. Like,
but then Rusev comes back in, and then he gets speared and thrown over. Like, it was just so dumb. Like, it was like, they thought he won, and then it's like, oh, no,
well,
Rusev's back.
At least
back.
Give
oh,
us a hope spot that Rusev's going to win.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, Rusev's back. No,
and
he's
maybe
out.
At least maybe make it where maybe Rusev almost eliminates him, and he gets eliminated.
Yeah, like it's just
really
quick.
They wanted him to have that big power move. And
so, yeah, it goes off there after 2 hours and 45 minutes. The only thing that's good is, afterwards, he had Cena cutting a promo about, I warned Seth Rollins. I'm like, don't take that Lesnar lightly.
Yeah.
He's, you know, like, I'm trying to help you, kid. You know, you're a good kid, and I was trying to help you, because, you know, you've never done anything to me.
Yep.
Don't take that, you know. And so it's just this horrible John Cena promo. And then Rusev comes out, steals the mic, and starts saying something.
Russian.
Really?
Or Bulgarian.
Puerto Rican?
Mexican.
Well, he's learning from Milana. She's Puerto Rican.
That's true. That's true.
But
Rusev learned to cut promos, rather, in the Mexican Football League, the MFL.
Was Chico Santana in that?
Maybe.
Was he a linebacker? Was that Jesse the Body always said? Yeah. Remember the MFL?
The MFL.
A flying burrito,
the
Chico.
Flying jalapeno.
There you go. But anyway, so yeah, he does it, and then him and Cena start pushing each other, and you're like, okay, there's your WrestleMania match. For John Cena, is him and Russo.
Yeah.
Rusev, so we know that it's not going to be The Rock and Rusev. The Rock, your brother, B. actually said, the man they call B actually said, I can see The Rock being some sort of special enforcer or
special
guest
referee. Yeah.
I can see that, because I don't see a match that's set up for him. Though it felt very much like, you know, like Reigns and The Rock versus Kane and Big Show felt like, sort of. But again, who gives a fuck?
Well, that could be a fast lane.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's supposed to be Cena and Reigns was supposed to be Cena and Reigns against Rollins and Big Show, but I could see you put Kane in there
especially with Rusev and Cena building something. I don't know.
I don't know.
And again,
I think you just do Rollins and Brock contract signing.
I mean, Rollins was pinned by Lesnar after he hit him with like I say, knocked him out of the ring. Then he hit him a bunch of times with the briefcase, and it still didn't knock him out. And he hits the F5, pins the guy, and then, like, he's leaving, dominant. And you're like, well, basically the announcers are like, well, he's not cashing in the briefcase for another shot right away because no way he wants more of Lesnar. But immediately I'm thinking, okay, he's going to cash it in for a one-on-one shot against Lesnar at Fastlane. That's what it felt like to me, booking-wise.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I want to prove, oh, you beat me. That's bullshit. I'm better than you.
Yeah,
is Lesnar even booked for Fastlane, though?
Not that I know of, no. Yeah. But that's what it felt like, booking-wise.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean a goddamn thing, but that's what it felt like.
It's only one appearance. Like, I mean, the thing is you pay just as much for Brock for an appearance as you do for a match.
Yeah, I know.
Cause
do you?
I think you do.
I don't think you do the contract signing.
I don't know about that.
Either way, I think you just do the contract signing to build
it. You could.
At Fastlane?
Yeah. You just have them sign the contract.
Well, you know what would be really good there is if they did an Elimination Chamber. Fastlane?
Yeah, with Daniel Bryan in it.
Yeah.
fuck. It's just, I don't know. I mean, you got Sting and Hunter.
One of the things that's frustrating about Daniel Bryan is that there is no storyline. There's not a guy who you eliminated who you thought, okay, fuck, that's going to lead to a match.
Bray Wyatt.
Why not Bray Wyatt?
Because he just haphazardly eliminated him.
It
wasn't like he in any way fucked him over.
Didn't he beat him, though, earlier?
But it doesn't feel like building to a match. In fact, it feels like Bray Wyatt's at a much higher level than Daniel Bryan, so it's
leading to Undertaker.
Which isn't going to happen.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see.
I think you'll find out tomorrow night or the Raw after.
You'll find out pretty quick now.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. I mean, Raw tomorrow will be interesting.
Daniel Bryan's got nothing.
No.
And the thing is, with the Bray Wyatt, they already gave the open challenge.
That's right. To anybody in the back, he did do that.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be interesting to see what will happen there because who knows, right?
Yeah.
And you got, they said, if you got Bubba Ray Dudley back,
you could do something with all the Wyatt family because they kind of tease something like that for Fastlane, but not for WrestleMania.
I don't really. Nobody gives a fuck about Fastlane, really.
Nobody cares about Roman.
I will not be coming over to ruin Fastlane. Sorry, guys.
No.
Well,
the thing is, I mean,
only if I get to come on the show again, I'll say fuck a lot.
Okay, you will after watching Fastlane, I'm sure.
Book it.
But I mean, you got the
book it.
I mean, really, when you talk about it, we're talking about Sting, we're talking about Triple H, we're talking about Rock, Brock Lesnar. Really, this WrestleMania is all about me. Because I'm going to be there.
I think it's all about the bass.
No, what about the treble?
Oh, the Trouble with Tribbles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good episode.
Oh, it is. Those little fuzzy balls that come out of Kelly Kelly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think...
explains why they're breeding so fast.
It's true. It's true. Damn chihuahua. But I think...
You think? All of these... This will be a first, folks.
It's the same thing we've been talking about. There's no current guy booking right now, other than Roman Reigns. It's all about...
It's all about Roman Reigns. Like you say, I still think Rollins and RKO, you know, Randy Orton is where you're going. They couldn't have, with DDP there, they should have had, you know, Orton come out and look at each other, but I guess they couldn't because DDP is using the
was that DDP's first Royal Rumble?
I don't know.
What's the I doubt it. DDP and Randy Orton? I forget.
Just that it's the same move, right?
The Diamond Cutter and the RKO.
Yeah,
I
get you, okay.
So that's why they probably didn't have him there. Because, you know, he's using it.
But yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, Rusev was in his second. See it. Yeah. Stardust made his Royal Rumble debut.
This was hilarious. This is one of the moments where we talk about just how horrible their announcing is. They kept on talking about how this is Stardust's debut.
It is.
And then later they mention how they go, and Stardust, of course, eliminated Cody or Goldust last year in the Royal Rumble.
He said Goldust eliminated his brother last year. That's right. He did. But that wasn't Stardust.
But this year,
it was Cody Rhodes.
Yeah,
got eliminated by Goldust.
Yeah, well, 2 years ago, Cody did eliminate Stardust or Goldust.
That's true.
In 2013,
Goldust paid him back.
But this is, and now Stardust made his debut in the Rumble.
Fucking idiots.
No Bo Dallas. Sorry,
no Bo Dallas. Yeah,
and you're looking.
And no Chavo Guerrero.
We're gonna see him at WrestleCon.
Can't
we're gonna have a great picture with Mo and Chavo.
I fucking hate you.
I didn't realize you guys were at the Burger King drive thru.
Yeah.
Well, I do like to eat.
Well, no, I didn't mean that.
I did.
That's where Chavo works, isn't it?
Probably. I just can't wait. Jake Roberts is gonna be at WrestleCon. So we can get that 1980s drama sitcom, Jake and the Fat Man picture.
I gotta ask him about being in Calgary and what happened when I tried to talk to him.
If he remembers.
So he won't remember.
He won't remember.
What's he? He's in Lucha Underground, isn't he?
Who?
Right now? Chavo.
Oh, Chavo.
Jake Roberts.
No.
I'm like, yes, Jake Roberts likes to pull off the Hurricanrana.
Jake Roberts might be underground currently, but not Lucha Underground.
Yes.
All right. But the Royal Rumble is in the books. $9.99, almost worth every penny.
I didn't pay anything for it.
Well, that one, no, you didn't even pay for pizza, you didn't pay for your ice cream.
I brought beer.
You did bring beer.
That's true.
So you can come again.
Alright.
Made the pay-per-view more enjoyable.
That's true. Yeah, no,
first third of the Rumble, great.
One great match.
Yeah.
The first third was great. It was like the middle third. The first third sucked. The middle third was good, and then the last third was not good.
Yeah.
Well, when did the actual Royal match itself?
Yeah, the match itself.
So I think the pay-per-view, I'm like, were you watching the first few matches?
Yeah.
No, the first, because that great, the great title match, right?
Yeah.
Which was
kind of that middle third,
And most of what we still don't come, I mean, we come out of this, okay, it looks like Reigns versus Lesnar.
Yeah.
You're pretty sure about that one. But, I mean, really, most of, the groundwork for WrestleMania is going to be laid at Fastlane, because outside of that,
you know
you got Triple H versus Sting, but Sting not there, so you don't have anything, built towards that.
Maybe that's the contract signing, is Sting and Hunter at
maybe.
Fastlane. Are they announcing a contract signing there? Is that why you keep...
They don't typically do contracts.
No, I just figured that they got to do, an angle of some kind.
Well, they don't typically.
And it's going to be free... the network is free in February.
Because it worked in November.
Because it worked in November. They gave it away free in November, and they got a lot of new subscribers, so they're going to do that again in February.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, think of what happened at Survivor Series when it was free. It was basically a Raw episode.
Yeah.
It was tons of promos and shit, so that's why I figured they'll do a contract signing on the pay-per-view.
Well, they don't typically do that on a pay-per-view, but yeah, I could see it here.
This isn't really a pay-per-view. It's a free show.
Yeah, but I mean, if you were to guess right now,
even now in England, they don't have
So do they actually still get a lot of pay-per-view draws, on pay-per-view, even though they have it on the network?
Alabama is a state.
It is.
So.
I guess it is.
So they get pay-per-view.
Okay.
Some.
Yeah.
They don't get internet, or?
In Alabama? I don't think so.
Well, they do in Oklahoma, so.
There you go.
Oh, well. Alabama's going to, once they get running water, once they get that,
that's true.
The next thing to come is internet.
That's chief running water, right?
Yeah.
Once they catch, they catch him.
Yeah. You know who knows where he is?
He stole their internet.
Yeah, you know who knows who they...
Nicolas Cage.
No. Oh. Tatanka.
Really?
Isn't Tatanka undefeated for a year once, like when he first
Oh, yeah, for over a year.
It was over a year, even, yeah.
He even won at WrestleMania over Shawn Michaels.
Ludwig Borga
like
beat him.
Like a timeout. Yeah,
he ended the streak. Ludwig
it's like
Borga
a 17-month streak or something.
On Superstars.
It's like crazy long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Walmart Superstar. Greeter now, eh, Tatanka?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you, Bobby Heenan, for that joke.
That was probably loud in 1985.
When Bobby Heenan said that, yes. But even then, you're like, ooh.
But I think that, what do we give the Royal Rumble out of 10? 4?
No. Because that one match, I'll give it a 6.5.
6.5?
No,
really?
6. 6.
6?
6.
Wow.
That one match impressed me that much. But and the Rumble was still fun, it's just that they fucked it up, and the ending was... But I guess I still enjoyed it because I enjoyed watching the crowd just shit all over Roman Reigns when he's pointing at the WrestleMania sign.
The thing is, we can do 2. So what did you give the event as a whole, overall?
5.
5. Yeah, okay, I'll go to 5.
I'll go 6.
But you'll go 6. Now, what about the Rumble match itself, then?
3?
Yeah.
I'd say, 3 or 4. I'd say 4, actually, because it's...
See, that one match is like a 9 out of 10,
The
right?
thing
so,
is...
Yeah.
The... to me, the ending, the Rumble was good. I enjoyed listening to shit getting shit on, so it would have been a 6. But then the ending was so convoluted and fucked up that it brought it down.
Yeah,
to
you're
4.
Right. Probably the pay-per-view as a whole, you have to get closer to a 5. You're talking me into it.
Yeah.
Well, because that's how they went off the air. If they had reversed it, then it would be a 6.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, probably. Yeah. You're probably right. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, in the Rumble match, a lot of times it gets down to like the last 5 or 6 guys. Like any, couple guys can win it. So you got to the last 4. I mean. Even before it, you know exactly what's going to happen.
Once Daniel Bryan was out, we knew who was winning.
Yes.
And that happened before we even hit the halfway mark.
Well, we just looked in, and it was like, I think at one point I
and
said
the crowd
to you guys.
Knew, so that, and that, they hated that.
I think I said to you guys, I'm looking forward to Kane versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, no.
I was looking forward to Big Show.
No Kane, there's no Big Show, there's no Dean Ambrose.
But what are we saying? What are the matches we're looking at for Fastlane, though? That's the question for me, because that's got to build everything. Who's Reigns?
The main event is going to be who gives a fuck.
But who does Reigns take on at Fastlane?
Who cares?
Because it's going to be something that
he's
going to
have a contract signing.
Fastlane, all contract signings all night long.
Yes. Contract signing women's match.
At least they did like a confrontation, but...
You have a contract signing and a women's match. You have a contract signing and a women's match.
Well, probably a tag team one.
Well, you probably do a Roman and Reigns.
You can tag team the women's
match. Like
not with you.
Oh. You do John Cena and Roman Reigns versus Rusev and Rollins.
You're like, Jeffy, I'm willing to tag team the women's freedom.
Nice.
Your wife doesn't listen, right?
No. but I mean, that could be a tag team match.
It could be a tag team match.
If Roman Reigns is in a match, it's a tag match. If John Cena's in a match, it's a tag match.
Yeah.
It's going to be 10 freaking tag matches.
Rock is not in a Fastlane match.
No, they're not going to.
No, God, no.
I hope not.
But he's not.
But that's it. I mean, we still don't know the matches for Fastlane. There's no sense of those. There's only the sense of the 2 WrestleMania matches. It's Reigns and... The only 2 WrestleMania matches is Sting and Triple H and Reigns and Lesnar. Nothing else.
Cena and Rusev will happen, but... 3.
Yeah.
So we know the top three matches.
We know those 3. Yeah. I don't know if you say the top 3 matches. I'm hoping for a little more still.
But top 3, I think. What do you get? Randy Orton and Seth Rollins, perhaps. Daniel Bryan's got to have something. Bray Wyatt's got to have something, so maybe against Daniel Bryan. But I mean, it's like...
Well, I think it depends on what else.
For me, if Daniel Bryan takes on Bray Wyatt, that's ahead of Rusev versus Cena. Because the thing is,
for us,
I know the problem I have.
They won't promote it that way.
Well, not the way they'll promote it, but for the 78,000 in there, for 709,000
there'll be 93,173 in there.
Well, it'll actually be 78,000, but they'll list it as 93.
Oh,
yeah, you're right. The vast majority will want to see that match better, but they'll promote it as Cena and Rusev.
Nobody will care. But the problem with Cena and Rusev is that Rusev has not been pinned or submitted to anybody.
Yeah.
And now he's going to Cena, and that's it. And from now, he's going to go, like, he's being strong until now. The crowd kind of cares about him.
Yeah.
Now, downhill. Like happened with Wyatt when Yeah. Cena never
when
fucking
Cena beat him. Yeah.
When is Cena start fucking putting some people over?
That's what I mean. In a perfect world, Cena was actually put Rusev over.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is, yeah. Well, he should have put over Wyatt last year.
He should have.
Your new United States champion, John Cena.
That's weird. Maybe.
Right.
I don't think it'll be for the title, but
I probably not.
Then you got to get it off of my. But there, do they care?
No, you don't. They don't care. Yeah. Fuck.
They don't care.
It's kind of kind of who's bad news bear can defend against? Who fucking cares?
You'll be in the Battle Royal.
Yeah, Battle Royal.
The Andre the Giant Battle Royal, if they have one of those again.
Which this year, Big Show will probably win.
I don't even know if they'll have one this year.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean,
look what it did for Cesaro last year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, it started off good.
Yeah, and then they
screwed it up.
And then it's almost like they fucked it up.
Wow.
So that, you know, well, it's kind of... Look, when you get that much right, something's going to go wrong.
You know what the best thing that can... Actually,
hey,
you know what? Honestly,
doing this all wrong. It, people like him. Yeah.
The best thing that can happen to a wrestler in WWE right now is for them to walk up to you and say, creative has nothing for you.
Yeah.
Because then you know you're not going to get fucked up.
Yeah. Mark Henry is the luckiest guy in the WWE right now.
Well, he's been the luckiest guy in the WWE for quite some time. He's been around for 10 years. 20 years.
No, probably 20 years.
It'll be 20 years next year. Because it was 96. Actually, it would have been about 95.
He's been around for
20
years. He's been injured for 17 of them.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and they're trying to get him to quit after the first 10 years because he's had that big contract.
Because he signed that giant contract.
He didn't quit, and then they kept him around for another 10.
Financial peril.
Yeah, but actually, that first 10 years, though, his first few years after that, where he's the champion a couple times, was like his best.
Oh, I think they've underused him, to tell you the truth. Yeah. I think the crowd's actually reacted well to him.
Yeah, he had a good run. And that thing when he was going to retire and beat the fuck out of John Cena,
that was awesome.
Great.
Yeah, that was great. And then it pulled a big pay-per-view by. And you know what they did? They had him lose, and then they had him lose in Raw the next night to, like, nobody. Mm-hmm. Like, they just, you know...
No, I think the best thing would be for John Cena to lose to Rusev, but I just don't see it happening.
It's not happening, and that's part of the problem with the match.
Who's Hogan fighting?
Oh, fuck off.
He's going to be in Cena's corner.
There you go.
I can see that.
With the good old USA. Yeah. He could be seen as Lana. Yeah.
Or you know who could be in Cena's corner is Brooke.
You know what Lana spelled backwards is?
Brooke?
Anal.
Oh.
But I think...
So she's the analyst.
So do you do the Ascension against the Dudleys?
I hope so. No, not, well, actually, I could because
they put the new
age outlaws.
The
Ascension is going to be, they are, like I say, they're the legend killers, the tag teams. I don't see.
Yep.
I thought we're going to see, I want to see the Usos against them. Usos, that's one thing tonight. I mean, maybe it's just because the match has happened 4,000 times already against the Miz.
And it was like, 9 minutes?
Yeah, but I mean, usually we talk about how they have the best match and they're like the heartbeat of the company in many ways. Just every
single... They were today's Chevrolet.
They were nothing tonight. Yeah. But zoom, zoom.
Yeah, it's kind of tough if you've been fighting the team, tag team.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Tag got Lost Matador.
It was built for
Goldust and Stardust. They fight a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. The Dudleys would be good. The Dudleys would be good against there. And
yeah.
I think you could probably do... I don't know. The Dudleys and Usos... You could also do the Ascension against the APA, for God's sakes. It seems like that's what they're building.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
Is JBL.
Well, you can see APA next month, and then you could do Dudley Boys at Mania. I mean...
That's true.
Yeah.
So. I don't see Ron Simmons the way he walked out there, hobbled out there on... on Raw. But
90%... all those guys are out there...
Why they chose the New Age Outlaws is because there's so few of those old teams.
Yeah,
they could do any angle with it all.
Yeah,
nevertheless, a match.
Yeah,
Demolition.
No,
but they they have a lot of other tag teams.
Great,
like, wouldn't
I want to see Victor get decapitated?
You would think it would be great until you actually saw them in the ring. Then you'd be like, oh fuck, I wish I wasn't seeing this. And that's actually how it is.
It's kind of
when you hear the music, it'd go great. But.
Remember that match we saw like Hannibal versus Abdul the Butcher.
Oh yeah,
well,
the cage match.
Exactly,
yeah.
Horrible. And well, it's much like when Randy Orton was the Legend Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Like Harley. He didn't have a match. Yeah, Harley and Jake. Like he didn't have a match against Jake. That's why it worked. So he just laid him out. He had a promo.
He laid them all out.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for Booker, I think.
Yeah, like the actual matches. That's what you need to do. I mean, if you're gonna have angles against, Demolition, that's fine. But Demolition can't go over in any way.
I think Sergeant Slobber.
Yeah, maybe.
But I see, you know, there's enough tag teams, like, why even bother bringing...
Tag team action is hot and heavy here in the World
Wrestling Federation. Well, no, it's really not. Number one, there's not enough tag teams. Number two, there's less tag teams people give a shit about.
Yeah. Well, it's true. But you had to destroy
the New Day.
Yeah, and again, I don't even see the angles coming out of this that they played up. Like, they didn't have, they didn't have the two of them in the Royal Rumble together. They did have, like, some interplay about Miz Dow entering and Miz entering for him after he'd already been eliminated, but I didn't really sense that they're about to break them up from what they're doing today.
Well, you know what they did, though, is they announced on Raw that Miz Dow announced, remember, that he was filming Miz?
Yeah, so that's got to be the angle, right?
That will be the angle. So whenever they play that GTV angle...
I still don't see Miz Dow in a singles match at WrestleMania. I see him there. I think they'll both be in the Royal Rumble. Or not the Royal Rumble, the Battle Royal.
If they have one.
The Battle Royal.
Yeah.
They'll have one.
I don't know.
They could have a match at Fastlane.
I could see that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
The match at Fastlane are at Extreme Rules, but them in the Battle Royal. They'll be in the Battle Royal. I've heard they're going to have the Battle Royal because, again, they want to get people on the show.
Well, that makes sense, but I think you should do, which is probably why they won't do it. But I think they'll...
Last word was they were going to do it.
I would do a tag team scramble match.
Yeah, I have no problem.
You know, one of those gauntlet dealios, right? Sure. With the Usos coming. Because you got lots of people you can... Like, you've got lots of teams... You've got like a Kane and Big Show that you could put on there, right?
You have enough teams. Let's not talk about this tonight. Let's talk about this on our next show on like Wednesday and call this an evening. Royal Rumble.
At least we got ice cream.
Yeah.
At least we got ice cream.
Yeah.
All right.
I bet you they keep Daniel Bryan off TV tomorrow.
That'd be great.
I wouldn't be surprised if they keep him off TV, afraid of the reaction he gets over Roman Reigns. Because Vince is a petty fuck.
Mm-hmm. We Talk Wrestling, January 25th, 2015. Vince is a petty fuck. I don't know if I like that more than at least we got ice cream. But we are at WeTalkWrestling.com, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, at WeTalkWrestling on the Twitter machine. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, and the TuneIn radio app. Also, we're on ShowMe.
No, no one's on Show Me. If you get on the cable box, there's nothing on Show Me. Shut up, no, shut up.
All right, nobody's... All right, Jeffy, just tell everybody we're OUT.
OUT. We're OUT. Out.
All right. In the meantime,
cut it out.
That's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, are we off the air?
Yeah.
All right.
So, what do you think? Was he better than B?
He's better than you.
Now, was the Burger King theme of Chavo Guerrero racist?